السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to this edition of the series Jinn and Jadu. So, in the last discussion we spoke that jinn are responsible for their actions. And this is based on the ayat of the Quran and multiple traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are mukallaf, they are responsible for their actions. The subsidiary rulings for them may be different, but the fundamentals are the same as that of humans. The question around which there is debate and difference of opinion is to whether they get rewarded like how humans would get, or whether their reward is that there's no punishment and they cease to exist. Imam Abu Hanifa is of the view that their reward is that they won't get punished and they would cease to exist. But if they did wrong, then they will get punished, after which they will cease to exist. And Imam Shafi and Imam Malik are of the view that no, they will get punished and rewarded just like humans would. Now, were there any prophets from amongst the jinn? Some scholars say yes. For example, the Haq, and they look at a verse of the Quran where Allah says, Ya ma'shar al-jinni wal-ins, O company of jinn and men, alam ya'tikum rusulun minkum yaqussuna alaykum ayati wa yatluna alaykum ayati. Did not messengers come to you from among you, explaining and reading the signs and the verses of Allah? So they say, if you look at the wording of this verse, it means that there were messengers from amongst the jinn. Other ulama, and this seems to be a majority view, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the messengers, only came from the humans. But their message was received by the jinn as well and applied to the jinn as well, fundamentally. And there's an agreement in unanimity that when it came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was definitely a prophet, the last prophet, the universal prophet for man and jinn. Where do we get this from? Multiple verses of the Quran, which I share with you. One, Allah says, قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Say, if jinn and man banded together to produce the like of this Quran, they would not produce its like, not even if they backed each other. So this shows that the Quran was revealed for the jinn as well. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. In Surah Jinn, the opening verse, Allah says, it has said to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been revealed to me that a company of the jinn gave ear. Then they said, we have indeed heard a wonderful Quran, guiding to right action. يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. And we believe in it. وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And we will not associate anyone with our Lord. So that is another indication that they believed in the Quran, the pious amongst jinn. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah says towards the end of Surah Qaf, and when we turn to you a company of jinn who wish to hear the Quran, فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا. And when they were in its presence, they said, be silent. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. And then when it was finished, they turned back to their people, warning, يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. Our people, we have heard a book that was sent down after Musa. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That confirms what Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام said, guiding to the truth and to the straight path. يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَعِيَ اللَّهِ. Oh, our people, answer the call of Allah. وَآمِنُوا بِهِ, and bring iman in him. And the verses continue. So it shows that the jinn were then responsible for accepting the message of the Quran, and they were exhorting each other in this regard. Then also in Surah Jinn, Allah tells us, وَأَنَّ مِنَّ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Some of us are righteous and some of us are otherwise. كُنَّ تَرَائِقَ قِدَدَ. We are parties differing. So emphasizing the point we have made previously, that from amongst the jinn, there are those who are pious and not pious, those who are believers and those who are unbelievers. وَأَنَّ مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِطُونَ. That some of us have surrendered and some of us have deviated. This is mentioned in Surah Jinn. So here again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you can see that amongst them they were the pious, and amongst those that they were the impious. And we learn that they will then, like we discussed in the previous episode, be rewarded or punished, or only punished, and their reward would be to cease to exist. If you go by the verse that we spoke about, the fact that they would be punished, فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. Allah says the fire will be lodging for them. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمُ. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. In Surah Jinn, it's mentioned that as for those who have deviated from amongst the jinn, they have become firewood for Jahannam. Those who argue that they will get rewarded, they look at verses like وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتُ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, all have degrees according to what they have done. And other such verses, I don't want to go into all of the detail. But what we can learn is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a Nabi for man and jinn. And the majority view is that they were not any messengers, prophets from the jinn. Minority view is that they were. And in conclusion, there are two views. Those who say that they will get both rewarded and punished. And then those who say they will only get punished. And their reward is that they will cease to exist. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.